If you'd like to follow along, if you would, turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading. Let's go ahead and begin reading verse 20. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. I'm going to stop right there. I said a few years ago that I didn't want to be too negative. I didn't want to just preach against things. I hope I have done that. And that's even though I am against some things. But that's not the message. Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the message. Our message is a person. But now, the title of this message, Paul, is Who is a Liar? So I'm going to have to be a bit negative. Can't get around it. So, because I'm going to preach about liars. And hopefully preach Christ at the same time. It's going to be tougher to be positive. But we never forget, there's always good news for sinners. Always. But in verse 21, John starts off with this. It says, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it. And no lie is of the truth. No lie. You know the truth. If you know Christ, you know the truth. Amen. That's as clear as I can be. So is the opposite also true? Yes, it is. If you don't know Christ, you don't know the truth. You may know the correct facts. You may know the correct doctrine. But that doesn't mean you know the truth. Because doctrine doesn't save. The truth does. Because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the fact. That's a fact. You don't know the truth, though, because you're so smart. Although you are. But your brain power, your intelligence, is not the reason you know the truth. Because let's be honest, folks, the truth was around for a long time before we ever knew Him. You know the truth as a person, Jesus Christ. You know that Jesus Christ spoke the truth. His apostles and His disciples wrote the truth. And by God's grace, His preachers preached the truth. But the reason you know the truth is because of the Holy Spirit. Look back in verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest. It might be made known. It might be shown forth. That they were not all of us. Then he says, but you have an unction. What?
From the Holy One.
And ye know all things. That's when he says that. You have an unction, the Holy Spirit, whom Christ set. You know because the Holy Spirit knows. I said that a couple of weeks ago. And what is it you know? First and foremost, the first thing he lists here, right here, no lie is of the truth. Not even little white lies. That you might tell, yes, I fibbed. You know what a fib is? A fib is a lie in better clothes. That's what it is. A fib is a lie. You might not tell the whole truth. You might pass over a few things. No lies of the truth. Absolutely none. No fib, no little white lie, no trying to spare someone's feelings by not telling them the truth. Because, see, this is the thing about the truth. An omission of the truth is a lie. You understand? Leaving something out of the truth is a lie just as much as adding something in. That's a lie. And no lie is of the truth. Not a one. So then John writes this phrase, this question, and he answers it. Who is a liar? Who is a liar? Well, very simply, a liar is a person who tells lies. That's what it is. You can look at the Greek, you can look at whatever. That's what a liar is. Now, I'm not going to talk about politicians and salesmen. I probably won't leave them out, but I'm not going to talk about politicians and salesmen because that's not who John's talking about. He tells us. There are liars around, though. All kinds. Every type and every ilk. And this is the thing, though. John is writing here about a specific type of lie and a specific liar in particular. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? The Christ of God. Now I'm going to tell you about three ways they lie about Jesus. That they lie saying Jesus is not the Christ. Put it that way. Because the Word of God is clear. Acts 2:36, you don't have to turn there. And I'll speak about it a little bit later, but God has made. Peter was preaching at Pentecost. God has made this Jesus. This Jesus of Nazareth, both Lord and Christ. So, first of all, we'll cover three things. They deny that Jesus is the Christ by denying His Word. Secondly, they deny that Jesus is the Christ by denying His work. And thirdly, they deny that Jesus is the Christ by denying His person. Let me quote you something. We don't really have the words of Jesus Christ. That's a quote. And that is the majority opinion today of Bible scholars. Bible scholars. People who interpret the Bible. I watched a documentary on Amazon. I probably shouldn't have, but I did. Because all I heard them do was to deny the truth. This is the funny thing. The title of this documentary was Who Wrote the New Testament? Okay? That was the name of it. Who Wrote the New Testament? So the first thing they mentioned in this documentary about who wrote the New Testament was this. Well, we don't think Moses wrote the books of the Pentateuch. What in the world does that have to do with the New Testament? Other than this fact, Jesus Christ's words that are recorded in the New Testament says this, Moses wrote of me. They're denying the word of Jesus Christ. Then they said, Mark just made up stuff. Luke copied Mark, and really in the book of the Apostles, the Acts of the Apostles, the book of Acts, Luke was a propagandist. So you really don't have to pay any attention to what he said. You understand, Paul just founded very, very small churches. There was none of this uproar about people turning the world upside down. That's all made up stuff. It was propaganda. All that uproar and turning the world upside down was just exaggeration. These are the people that are translating the scriptures now into different languages. And guess what? Newer versions. They don't think Paul wrote 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. Because maybe they might have been wrote after Paul was dead. So we have to throw them out. They also said they don't think he wrote the book of Ephesians. And they know he didn't write the book of Hebrews. I don't know how they know anything. They admit that Paul wrote the book of Romans, but the book of Romans just contradicts itself all over the place, so you can't pay attention to that. These people are in the business of denying that Jesus is the Christ. That's their goal. Why? Because they don't believe that Jesus is the Christ. They're denying His Word. And then, God, I don't even know if I should mention this, but this was a new thing to me. Have you ever heard of the infancy gospel of Thomas? I had never heard of this before. One of the gospels of Thomas. Now, it's not the regular gospel of Thomas, but it's the gospel of Thomas written about when Jesus was a child. Well, Jesus supposedly killed a couple of kids and an adult who made him mad. But he grew up a little bit, thought about it a little bit, whatever, got feeling bad about it, so he raised them from the dead. Now, you're going to have a problem with the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Mark, but you're going to bring this up? They're out to deny that Jesus is the Christ. They do all this, and I'm convinced, to actually cast doubt upon the Scripture and to cast doubt upon the Word of God. So they can say, we don't know exactly what the truth is. And here's the thing, you can't use this book that God has preserved as your sole authority. But it is the sole authority. It is the preserved Word of God. And it is the preserved Word which teaches that Jesus is the Christ. And that's what they're denying. The second thing these liars do, who is a liar? The liar denies the Christ, Jesus, Christ's work. Because the liar can, and some actually do, deny Christ ever existed. He wasn't a real person, you know. And if he was real, he wasn't very righteous or very holy or very good. The liar teaches that Jesus wasn't holy, wasn't perfectly sinless. He was maybe a prophet, but he wasn't the anointed one. See, we don't know what he did or he said, so he can't be our example. And he wasn't a priest. So he can't be the high priest. They deny his death. They deny his resurrection. and they deny his ascension. And they deny his life. They deny the work of Jesus Christ. They deny his blood sacrifice and offering to the Father and the eternal redemption of Jesus Christ, which he has obtained for us. They deny that he saved anybody from his sins, that he saved his people from their sins. They might say that he tried to make it possible, or he did make it possible, or he did make it available. But they will not say that Jesus Christ has saved his people from their sins. They state that Jesus Christ had a different work. I've heard this. He was there to overthrow the yoke of Rome. That's why he was there. This is what they want to relegate the Christ of God to. This is where they deny that Jesus is the Christ. They deny that his sacrifice and offering accomplished anything. They just want to say it made it possible. It made it available. And they want to deny that he, what? Ever liveth to make intercession for us. Thirdly, they deny the Christ person. They'll say he's a good man. They'll say he's a good teacher, but then not do what he taught. And I talked to you guys a few weeks ago about the ones that say that Jesus was only a man filled with the Holy Ghost. And that Adam was God manifest in the flesh. You're picking up the lies of Satan from Genesis and bringing them back out again in this day. And people are accepting it and happy about it and laughing about it. And what does it say about this liar? Who is a liar? He that denies that Jesus is the Christ. This is Antichrist. He is Antichrist that lies about Jesus Christ. John is not writing of the Antichrist that shall come, the Antichrist. He's writing of the Antichrist of what is now here. The spirit of Antichrist now works. Where? In the children of disobedience. Among unbelievers. And John tells us plainly that if you deny Jesus is the Christ, you're not only denying Jesus Christ, you are denying the Father also. Amen. The Word tells us, God spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Don't hear a man. Hear him. Hear his word. We've got it here written for us. The words of Christ are plain. The words of God are plain. The words of this book are plain. If someone denies that Jesus is the Christ, you're denying both the Father and the Son, and that's what we've got right now. And that concerns me. To deny Jesus is the Christ is to deny God above all, the Father. Because the Father and the Son are inseparable. They cannot be separated. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. One and one only. What did Jesus Christ say? I came to do the will of my Father. What did Christ say? But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father. You understand, Christ knew there were at that time those that denied him. There is now, and there always has been, those that deny the Christ. The serpent started it in the Garden of Eden with the first lie. Ye shall be as gods. John is writing of the unrepentant denier of Jesus is the Christ. The denier, what did he say? Whosoever denieth the Son, the same, what? Hath not the Father. You know what John said in another place? He said, he that is of God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Those that would deny Jesus Christ are not of the Father. They have not the Father. They have not. I'm saying right now, the liar who denies Christ does not have the Father. Here's the good news. It may not always be so. This is the good news part. What? Do I mean that God can save those who deny His Son? Oh, yes. Yes, I do. The best example I can come up with from the Scripture is a fellow by the name of Saul of Tarsus. He was standing there watching the cloaks and the coats of the people who stoned Stephen to death. And he said later on himself, I was consenting unto the death of Stephen. And what had Stephen done? Stephen had preached that Jesus is the Christ. Stephen had preached that Jesus was the very Christ of God. And Paul was consenting unto his death. Paul was on the road to Damascus, what? To arrest people who preached, who believed, who held to the fact that Jesus is the Christ. And he was doing that duty until that same Jesus, who is the Christ, met him on that road to Damascus. And Saul, at that time, told the truth when he said, Who are you, Lord? Who are you, Lord? I'm the one that you've been persecuting. What? Jesus. He was right. The Lord was speaking to him. This one who had been denying Jesus Christ. But God saved him. God saved him. Why? It was His will. Jesus Christ said, I came to save sinners. Paul wrote that and added in the end, of whom I am chief, having persecuted the church above measure. God saves sinners. Jesus Christ died for us while we were yet enemies. Look at me. I used to deny that Jesus is the Christ. Look at yourselves. Look at yourselves. Be honest. You didn't think Jesus Christ was all that. You didn't think Jesus Christ was all this.
in this book, you denied that Jesus is the Christ, and yet God saved you. How? Well, in the fullness of time, God revealed His Son in me. And if you know Christ, in the fullness of time, God has revealed His Son in you, who used to deny. You understand, the lie can be so subtle as to the fact that where people will say, I believe that Jesus was the Christ. That's a lie. You see, denying Jesus what? Is the Christ. Amen. He's still Christ today. There's only ever been one anointed one, one Messiah, one Christ of God. And God has declared that this Jesus is both Lord and Christ. The liar denies the Father and the Son both. They want to denigrate, dismiss, and lie about the Son is to do the exact same to the Father. That's also true. To denigrate, dismiss, and lie about the Father is to do the same to the Son. These three really are one, folk. They really are one. The Lord our God is one God. One God. Father, Son, and Spirit. I can't explain it, but that's what the book says, and I believe it. I believe Him. Whosoever, there's a whosoever for you, whosoever denies the Son in any shape, form, or fashion does not know God. Period. They are lost. They are unsaved. How can you say that? Well, Christ said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. My sheep hear my word. Now, believers can be mistaken. We can be wrong. And when we were young, I was certainly ignorant, and I don't think y'all were any different. But Paul wrote it. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. When it pleased God to reveal His Son in me. Who did you confess with your mouth? If it wasn't the Lord Jesus Christ, you ain't made a confession yet. I said it. Peter preached it at Pentecost. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. God made Him Christ. Man's been trying to kick Him off of that ever since. Man's been kicking against it since the garden. And when they got out, you know what Cain's sacrifice said that Abel's didn't? Cain's sacrifice said, I don't need the Christ. I got the fruit of my own hands.
Not saying there wasn't a lot of work involved in that. There was a garden to keep up.
But he brought the fruit of his own works. And he didn't bring any blood. And God had respect to Abel and his offering. But God did not have respect to Cain and his offering. What did it say? Let's see if I got that. Let me find it. Oh, there we go.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. Abel did not obtain righteousness by that offering. This is what people think. They think they can offer to God something and he'll accept them because of what they offer. No. Abel offered a sacrifice, by that he obtained witness that he was righteous. And guess what? Cain did not. And that's just the way it is. Cain was denying the Christ, the sacrifice and offering of the Son, of the seed of the woman who was to come. Abel was not. God made him Christ. You can keep your denials and you can pay the price. Because God is not mocked. And God will never be mocked. What you sow, you're going to reap. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess what, that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now you can check some of these new versions. A lot of them will say the Lord Jesus, or they'll say the Lord Christ. They try to separate Jesus from Christ. And they're trying to separate Christ from Jesus. Stupid. God has made him both Lord and Christ. The same Jesus that is seated on the right hand of the Majesty on high, right now, is still the Christ of God. And he ever shall be. And one day we're going to be up there, singing glory hallelujah to the Lamb. The Lamb of God, the Christ of God, the ever well-beloved Son of God. He is the Christ. He is the Christ. He is both Lord, Christ, and Savior. He is our life, and he's our sustenance. Amen. We are sustained by him. And to deny that is to deny him. It's to deny the Father, and it's to deny the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It's to deny God. But thank God, he has saved us from that. By his grace, by his Son, by his Spirit, and by his very will, he has chosen and called out a people for his name. And we are in Jesus
Christ. It don't get any better than that, folks, until it does. Our Heavenly Father, God above, thank you, Lord, for your Son who did come and give himself for his enemies at the time. While we were yet enemies, Christ died for us. When we were without strength, when we were ungodly, the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, gave his life for his people and to save them from their sins. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Be with Walter and Paul as they come and preach your word. Give them your gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ does save sinners. Help us to lay hold of it and take it in. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.